Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. That's our church hands of time. It is a Tuesday morning. It's the 26th day of August as summer continues to fly by.
So sad.
It's Cherry Popsicle Day today. I don't think I've had a popsicle at all summer long. Maybe that's why it's going so fast. Huh. I haven't stopped and enjoy things. It's also Dog Day. If you're not posting photos of your dog on social media today,
do you really love them?
Yes.
Right.
It's also Make Your Own Luck Day today. Try that down at one of the good morning. Three things you need to know this morning. A veteran police officer in a little bit of trouble. The officer from Egg Harbor Township was charged with misconduct and invasion of privacy. 24-year-old Ryan Bonanni allegedly accessed surveillance videos of a woman who was in police custody and undressing. He then recorded the video onto his personal cell phone and share that video onto social media. An investigation continues.
Officials in some Jersey Shore communities say the erosion to their beaches caused by Hurricane Erin has been worse than expected. The storm stayed hundreds of miles out to sea, but it caused huge waves and strong sea surges that eroded beaches. A dozen beaches' access paths have been rendered unusable, and yesterday, crews were busy restoring the access ahead of Labor Day weekend. The storm left cliffs as high as 8 feet in some places. Officials in Strathmere say they finished their last beach replenishment project last year with more funding due by 2027, but they hope it does come sooner.
Atlantic City casinos turned healthy profits in the second quarter, up nearly 6% from last year to nearly $100 million. However, that good news is only really for three casinos. Six of the city's nine casinos actually saw lower profits. Borgata alone accounted for more than one-third of the profit total, with profits up 16%. Ocean Casino Resort and Resorts also did better.
Your South Jersey weather for today, sunny and beautiful with a high of 81.
Three mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana's Fangirl Update starts right now.
We're talking about Lainey Wilson. She almost walked out of her favorite spot. Moby Dickie's is the restaurant name, with a brand new turquoise jet ski. Because, like, why not, right? But luckily, her fiance, Duck Hodges, was the voice of reason in this scenario, reminding her she's usually on tour, number one, and doesn't exactly live near a lake or an ocean. Lainey laughed it off. I guess practicality won this round, especially because they said there's a wedding coming up. There's no time for that. Lainey's talking about the wedding plans right now at GuyCountry1073.com. Miranda Lambert had a big family weekend up in Boston. Her mom, dad, and her brother all came out to catch her on Morgan Wallen's I'm the Problem tour. And then she shared some super sweet backstage pics, even got a little sentimental. She said that her parents gave up so much to help her chase her country music dreams. So this was like a total full circle kind of family moment. We've got the pics up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.
Three mornings with Joe and Jana. We have a good question of the day today. We're going to address it at 7:20. In the meantime, we're taking your answers right now at 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Here's the question. If South Jersey had an official food, what would it be? Now, I feel it should be a food that reflects South Jersey, something that a lot
like
of people
tomatoes.
Eat or that a lot is grown here or comes from here.
Corn, tomatoes, blueberries, all the things.
Yeah, maybe.
That makes sense.
Maybe especially blueberries.
Yeah.
Because blueberries are certainly a South Jersey
staple, I would
thing
say.
More than a New Jersey thing.
Right.
I also came up with this one. Scallops.
Because we have the ocean?
We actually, I think Cape May to Atlantic City, something like that, or New Jersey as a whole, we actually harvest more scallops than almost any other place in the United States.
I think
we're second.
Yeah,
I think
that's
Cape
true.
May is second. And personally, I love scallops. I could eat scallops breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's a solid argument. I'll give you that.
Some people have said pizza.
Well, we do have really good pizza, and that's true. And you don't understand how true that is until you move away or you spend significant time anywhere else.
Well,
and you're
else,
like, this is awful. And you want to get back
well,
and have our
pizza. That's because
so
you're, you always like the pizza from where you're from. So I don't think it's...
That could be true.
You know what I mean? Because everyone has pizza.
But
everyone
like,
just has their own kind of pizza.
You're not getting the pizza we have here in Phoenix, Arizona. You're
but that doesn't make... you know, I know everyone who lives here thinks it's worse.
Or in Raleigh,
but if you lived in
North
Phoenix,
Carolina,
Arizona, nope, and had pizza and then came to New Jersey, you'd hate our pizza. Because
do you think that's true,
yes,
though?
Yes, I do.
Everybody always says our pizza's delicious.
Well,
like
everyone who lives here says our pizza's is delicious. But if you are in
Phoenix, like,
as you mentioned,
thing,
you'd think that your pizza's the best.
So you don't think
people don't come to New Jersey for pizza.
What do they come here for?
You want them to pitch in, do stuff around the house. What's the best way to do it? Do not marry him.
Right.
If a woman finds the kind and considerate man she's lived with for years suddenly stops helping with the laundry and taking out the trash, it's probably because they finally got married. Keep living in sin. Researchers have found cohabiting couples are far more likely than those who are married to split households evenly. But after the wedding, the guy says, I don't know how you do it. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening right now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't you miss out. Our joke this morning comes from Drew. Drew lives in Egg Harbor Township. Thank you, Drew.
All right, Drew. Thank you so much.
So early one morning, a mom went to wake up her son. He says, but Mom, I don't want to go to school. She says, give me two reasons why you don't want to go. The son says, well, the kids hate me for one, and the teachers hate me too. Mom says, there's no reason not to go to school. Come on now, get ready. The son says, well, Mom, you give me two reasons why I should go to school. The mom replies, well, number one, you're 52 years old. Number two, you're the principal of the school.
Well,
everybody hates school. 3107.3 Mornings with Joe and John. Our Joe and John, a question of the day today. If South Jersey had a official food, what would the food be? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Do you have a preference?
Chili cheese fries.
Chili cheese fries.
I've never had bad chili cheese fries in New Jersey.
That's
interesting. Maybe I'm lucky. I don't know. Yeah. I would say that's my thing.
Chili cheese fries says South Jersey, but everyone is entitled to their opinion, even you.
I do love me some good chili cheese fries. I just had really good chili cheese fries yesterday when I was off. So,
so it's just the last thing you ate.
It's fresh on my brain, right.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We'll talk more at 720. If South Jersey had an official food, what would it be? Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we going?
Bowling Green, Ohio, Bowling Green State University. Imagine this. You're a freshman in college, excited to be starting a new chapter in your life. You've got some great classes, wonderful professors, even a new roommate who seems pretty cool. Until she bonks you over the head with a hot iron.
Oh.
That's what happened 20 years ago this week to Heather Hayes at Ohio's Bowling Green State University. Her roommate, Sharonda Barkley, was charged with felonious assault. Heather landed in the hospital after Sharonda accused Heather of planting a hidden camera in their dorm room, then hit her with the iron. No camera was ever found.
Staples.
Good morning. Things you need to know this morning. A veteran police officer in a little bit of trouble. The officer from Egg Harbor Township was charged with misconduct and invasion of privacy. 24-year-old Ryan Bonanni allegedly accessed surveillance videos of a woman who was in police custody and undressing. He then recorded the video onto his personal cell phone and shared that video onto social media. An investigation continues.
Officials in some Jersey Shore communities say the erosion to their beaches caused by Hurricane Erin has been worse than expected. The storm stayed hundreds of miles out to sea, but it caused huge waves and strong sea surges that eroded beaches. A dozen beaches access paths have been rendered unusable. And yesterday, crews were busy restoring the access ahead of Labor Day weekend. The storm left cliffs as high as 8 feet in some places. Officials in Strathmere say they finished their last beach replenishment project last year with more funding due by 2027, but they hope it does come sooner.
Atlantic City casinos turned healthy profits in the second quarter, up nearly 6% from last year to nearly $100 million. However, that good news is only really for three casinos. Six of the city's nine casinos actually saw lower profits. Borgata alone accounted for more than one-third of the profit total, with profits up 16%. Ocean Casino Resort and Resorts also did better.
Your South Jersey weather for today, sunny and beautiful with a high of 81.
Morning, Cat Country morning birthday starts right now.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to Brian Kelly.
Brian!
Half of Florida Georgia Line. He's 40 today. Happy birthday to Julie Garrison of Summers Point. Julie is 48. Rebecca from Estelle Manor is 39. Happy birthday, Jamie Boykin of Cape May. Jamie is 44. Tori Crystal of Washington Township has a birthday. Happy birthday, Tori. Happy birthday to Sherry Vendina of Ocean City. Sherry is 54. And Barbara Maimone of Hamilton has a birthday. Happy birthday, Barbara. We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Jamie Boykin of Cape May. Backup plan, we're Joe and Jonna. It's Cat Country 107.3. Let's get to our question of the day today. If South Jersey had an official food, the official food of South Jersey, what would it be? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Jamie's on the phone from Cape May. What do you think, Jamie?
I think it's pizza and cheesesteak.
Pizza or cheesesteak?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because that's like the main thing that down here. That and also you also have lobster, the seafood lobster house, big one too down here.
All right, I said scallops earlier because Cape May to Atlantic City, one of the biggest scallop harvesting places in the world.
I think that was really a good answer. Pizza and cheesesteaks, I see that. I said,
yeah, Mary,
I think our pizza's great. You said you didn't think so.
No, I didn't say that. Mary said pizza as well. By the way, yeah. I think our pizza's great. But everyone in the United States thinks their pizza is great. If you go to Chicago, they're like, we have the best pizza. It's deep dish pizza. You go wherever you go, we have the best pizza. So, yes, we think we have great pizza, and we do.
But people in the South don't know that their pizza is bad?
They think their pizza is great. They don't I wish we had New Jersey pizza. Nobody says that.
No, but like once it's they just, come here, you're not like, oh, yeah, man, our pizza is awful.
Maybe.
But, like, not until they experience it, is what you're saying.
New Jersey pizza is not a thing outside of New Jersey. You know what I mean?
If you say so.
I don't think New Jersey corn is a thing outside of New Jersey because people in the Midwest, like places like Iowa or whatever, they think they have great corn. So I don't think pizza or corn sets us apart.
You think blueberries do?
Blueberries, sure.
Yeah.
Hamilton is the blueberry capital of the world.
Yeah.
There are some places that have blueberries, but everybody doesn't have blueberries. Larry says tomatoes.
Yeah,
he says
you can go
anywhere in the country and get good tomatoes, but you can never find a Jersey tomato. I just wish our summer for Jersey tomatoes was better because
it hasn't been great this year at all.
No,
that's true.
Donna had an interesting one. She says fudge, saltwater taffy.
That's a really big one.
Saltwater taffy
is
the South Jersey thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's people like Shannon, Joe, Helen. They all said pork roll.
Yeah,
pork roll, egg and cheese sandwich.
Yep, that's what Chrissy from Fairless Hill said on the app. She messaged us. She said pork roll,
egg and cheese. That is definitely a South Jersey thing.
Yeah.
Joanne, Carl, and Nancy also tomato sandwiches.
Tomato sandwiches on white bread with mayo. Yeah.
If South Jersey had an official... It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Coming up on Morning Trivia in about 10 minutes, we have tickets to give away to see Russell Dickerson. The singer's going to be in Philadelphia September 19th at the Fillmore in Philadelphia. We've got tickets to see Russell Dickerson to give away in trivia coming up in a few minutes. In the meantime, it's the Joe and Jonna question of the day. If South Jersey had an official food... what would it be? Now, we don't have an official New Jersey state food per se, but again, blueberries, pizza.
We have food
big statewide
that we're known for.
What should South Jersey's official food be? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. I keep thinking of what does every restaurant in South Jersey have? Well, they all have mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella cheese fries. That's the answer.
I don't mean cheese fries. I just mean mozzarella sticks per se.
I know, but still.
Everybody has crab cakes, it seems. But that's not really.
Doesn't mean they're all delicious.
Yeah, that's certainly the case.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pulverize your.
No.
Your
leave it chunky.
Crab cakes. Yes.
I want it chunky.
Thank you. We agree on something finally.
There it is, right? Who knew?
I was thinking of seafood, and I think flounder is a very big South Jersey fish.
I would say so too. I feel like not everybody's like ordering flounder everywhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go to Iowa and be like, you know what I'm going to have tonight? Flounder.
Yeah. So If South Jersey had an official food, what would it be?
Uh-oh, we're starting to gear towards seafood now. What's it going to be?
Steve is on the phone from Mizpah. Go ahead, Steven.
Oysters.
Oh, oysters. Uh-oh. That's interesting.
Yum.
Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Prize today?
It's really good.
What's good?
The prize.
I haven't even gotten there yet.
I know.
Here it is. Two tickets to see Russell Dickerson.
See, I told you it's good.
The singer's going to be at the Fillmore in Philadelphia Friday, September 19th at 8 p.m. You'll have two tickets for Russell Dickerson when you win this morning. Here's the question. Three of our presidents, Dwight Eisenhower and both the George Bushes, are the only presidents to have had this. What? Has nothing to do with middle initials, by the way.
That was my guess earlier, and it's wrong.
And it was wrong. Dwight Eisenhower and both of the George Bushes are the only presidents who have had this. A 19-year-old girl locked in the basement of the White House is Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and John. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. At stake, two tickets to see Russell Dickerson. The singer's going to be in Philadelphia at the Fillmore Friday, September 19th at 8 p.m. You have two tickets when you win this morning. Here's the question. Dwight Eisenhower and both of the George Bushes are the only presidents who have had this. What? I can't remember another day when our phones have been this quiet. Wow.
They both have this.
All three of them have this. Dwight Eisenhower and both of the George Bushes, the only presidents who have had this. Give you a couple more minutes to try to come up with the answer. I will tell you, while those presidents are the only presidents who have had this, some of our friends have this, including Tim McGraw, Jason Aldean, Dirk Bentley, and Luke Bryan. Apparently, we came up with a pretty good trivia question this morning. At stake on trivia, two tickets to see Russell Dickerson in Philadelphia, September 19th at the Fillmore. Here's the question. Dwight Eisenhower and both of the George Bushes are the only presidents to have had this. And I even gave you a clue that Tim McGraw, Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, and Dirk Bentley also have this. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Hey, is it military families?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it a bowling alley?
A bowling alley. No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Serving the military?
No, that's not it. Thank you. But bowling alley is funny because I mentioned Dirk Bentley has this. I've actually been bowling with Dirk Bentley.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, not anything that has to do with the question. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
A horse ranch?
A horse ranch. No, that's not it. Thank you. Okay, we're going to take three more guesses and that's it.
Okay.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Dyslexia.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
You can have that. That's
Hi,
true.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
It's a bad guess, but written a book?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
Are they Protestant?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to have to give you the answer. Again, Dwight Eisenhower, both the George Bushes, are the only presidents who have had this. I also said that Tim McGraw, Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, and Dirk Bentley have this. Now, I knew about McGraw, Aldean, and Dirks, but I didn't know Luke Bryan had this.
Oh, all right.
Do you have any guess, Jana?
I have absolutely no idea. Yes. No clue.
Dwight Eisenhower, both the George Bushes, and those country singers.
Iguanas.
No, Dwight and the George Bushes are the only presidents who have had...
Parrots.
Pilots. Good morning. Three things you need to know this morning. A veteran police officer in a little bit of trouble. The officer from Egg Harbor Township was charged with misconduct and invasion of privacy. 24-year-old Ryan Bonanni allegedly accessed surveillance videos of a woman who was in police custody and undressing. He then recorded the video onto his personal cell phone and shared that video onto social media. An investigation continues.
Officials in some Jersey Shore communities say the erosion to their beaches caused by Hurricane Erin has been worse than expected. The storm stayed hundreds of miles out to sea, but it caused huge waves and strong sea surges that eroded beaches. A dozen beaches access paths have been rendered unusable. And yesterday, crews were busy restoring the access ahead of Labor Day weekend. The storm left cliffs as high as 8 feet in some places. Officials in Strathmere say they finished their last beach replenishment project last year with more funding due by 2027, but they hope it does come sooner.
Atlantic City casinos turned healthy profits in the second quarter, up nearly 6% from last year to nearly $100 million. However, that good news is only really for three casinos. Six of the city's nine casinos actually saw lower profits. Borgata alone accounted for more than one-third of the profit total, with profits up 16%. Ocean Casino Resort and Resorts also did better.
Your South Jersey weather for today, sunny and beautiful with a high of 81.
Backcountry 107.3 with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Let's go.
There are five of them. Number one, if I'm murdered and the news wants to interview my friends, they have my permission to say she was a pain in the rear and her neighbors knew not to knock on her door and ask for anything.
At least they knew.
Number two, our pets must think they really lucked out in the roommate department. Yeah.
That's funny.
Number three, one day you're young and carefree. The next, you're coming up with a laundry plan for the weekend.
Yep.
Number four, my question isn't why is Britney Spears twirling in circles every day? The question is, why aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Right.
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. I wish I was rich enough to say, I'll send for the rest of my things as they make a dramatic exit out the door. No, instead it's I'll show up with my Joe and Jonna. And yes, I need to make an apology because when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And we all know the last time I apologized was in 1999. So it's time to do it again.
Well,
earlier this morning, we were talking about Luke Bryan getting his pilot license. And I joked that based on his accent, he doesn't seem smart enough to fly a helicopter. Well, of course, I was wrong.
Well,
I was trying to make a joke.
A joke.
I was trying to make a joke, and it wasn't funny. And I apologize to anyone I offended. I offended a lot of people. While you were in the
did
other...
Did you? I love Luke. I love how he talks.
I like Southern accents. Again,
right.
I was just trying to make a joke, and it wasn't funny. And I offended some people, and I apologize. You actually weren't in the studio a few minutes ago when we got a call from a very nice woman who expressed her regret as to what I said. And I just want to play back that phone call because she's right. Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, Joe Kelly. I just wanted to call and just comment on your comment you just made about Luke Bryan having his pilot's license.
He is.
You made the comment about him being from the South and you just thought that he wasn't smart enough because of his Southern accent.
Yes.
As you can tell, I have a Southern accent also, and I just think that was very rude and just very ignorant on your behalf of the Southern people not being smart enough having their Southern accents. Awesome.
You know what? That's fair. You're right. You're absolutely 100% right, and I was wrong.
Yeah, I've been a faithful, devout listener and fan of yours, but after that comment, I just have to say,
Thank you.
An implant in the state of New Jersey, I'll no longer listen to your station, and I'll make sure my family and friends no longer also.
Again, I was wrong, and I apologize. You're absolutely right.
Because As a pilot myself, you know, Southerners are very smart and educated and a lot more than listeners of your station. So,
yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. I was 100% wrong.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
You. I love your accent,
okay,
by the way.
Right.
I love
okay.
your accent. Thank you.
Oh.
So, yes, I was wrong. And I apologize.
I love Luke Bryan's accent.
I hope she doesn't go away.
Maybe just time to cool off.
I was wrong. Netflix, every weekend you're watching, trying to figure out what to watch, right? Well, now Netflix is coming to us.
Nice.
Actually, Philadelphia. They're opening a location in Philadelphia.
Like what?
Exactly. What?
What is a location for Netflix? What does that mean?
They're launching two locations, one in Philadelphia at the King of Prussia Mall, the other in Texas. And you can go there and you can experience all things Netflix. Like there are 1,000 doors and you have to figure out which one you're going to go in. No. They have different setups that you can take selfies at.
Yeah.
Different pop-up experiences with some of their
experience.
Different shows and,
right.
and
so, like,
movies.
Squid Games will be there.
Yeah, and they have little experiences that you can take part in. It's free to get in, but some things will cost money. They're having, like, a virtual reality.
Oh, that's so cool. It's like a pop-up excursion type deal. That's cool.
Yeah, and it's huge. It's like a big studio, apparently. You go to these different sites. You're also going to have mini golf. I don't know how that fits in.
A Netflix mini golf. Is there a mini golf? Oh, like Happy Gilmore.
They're going to have...
there you go.
They're going to have a restaurant.
Okay.
All kind of different things. I don't know if it'll work. It sounds kind of different, but maybe different is in.